Now you've got many languages and dialects and accents in Scotland, all over Scotland. What languages and dialects do you know of?
Well, you get the in Aberdeen, you get the is it the Doric? Doric language, and then there's the Gaelic, Scottish Gaelic, and there's Irish Gaelic. But it's just be like a local dialect, like it can, like a different parishes have different accents.
Yeah.
Not specific dialects, but just, you can know a name for the dialect, but just a different accents, like Shetland's completely different for Orkney.
Right, yeah. Want to go there tomorrow? Well, tonight, really.
Right.
To the Shetlands.
Yes.
Catch the ferry tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
See what it's like.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned Shetlands, Orkneys.
And like the North Isles of Orkney are different sort of for the mainland of Orkney.
Okay, the
North Isles. Yeah, it's like a westy, Stronesy, Sandy.
Yeah.
There's different, they've got different sort of dialect. Westy's quite strong.
Right. What about mainland Scotland? You've mentioned the Doric and Aberdeen.
Yes. I can't think of any other ones.
Okay.
There's different, I suppose, just different areas have a different.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Different sort of accent.
Do you think there's any typical Scottish accent, or any accent or dialect that represents Scotland best, where you'd say, okay, this is typical Scotland or Scottish?
I don't know. I suppose your Glaswegian's quite a distinct one.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think most of it would recognise Aberdonian or Glaswegian accent.
Okay. What about your own accent? How would you describe your own accent?
Just typical Arcadian.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't tell the difference.
I know.
You know, my ear's not fine-tuned enough.
No.
But if I lived here, I would probably
you probably would, yeah. There's the Arcadian accent and the Welsh accent is supposed to be quite similar.
Everybody tells me.
Yes.
Well, many people tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting, yeah.
And we actually had friends here from Australia about a month, 6 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was actually Welsh originally.
Right.
And he certainly had this sort of bit of a sing-song accent like what we have.
Yeah, that might be an interesting research topic. To find out the differences and similarities between Orkney dialect and Welsh, Welsh dialect.
Yeah.
What dialects do you like best? Is there any dialect where you would say, okay, I enjoy listening to that?
I like listening to Shetland ones.
Right. What's that?
I don't know. It's I think you'll notice it when you go there, but it's just a, I don't know what it is. It's just got a nice, a very broad, and it's just got a nice accent. I don't know what it is. It just seems to appeal.
Any accent or dialect or language in Scotland that you don't particularly like? Where you'd say, no, I don't enjoy listening to that, or it puts me off or something?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, I think you'd get be parts of England. I think it would have a accent that you wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Like Liverpool and Newcastle, I wouldn't be so keen on that. But I don't know. I think most of it. Scottish, but I suppose it's similar to Arcadian anyway, a lot of the words.
You've mentioned both accent and dialect. What's the difference for you? does it mean the same?
Well, I suppose it means the same. I can only explain it. There's certain ways that kind of, we would say something maybe slightly different from what Shetland people would say. Probably you would say small.
Uh-huh.
We say PD.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But our Shetlanders say Peary.
Okay. Right.
or so, some places in Scotland would say we.
Yes. So that would be examples for a different dialect?
Mm-hmm. I would say so, different, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Right. A different accent would be just a matter of pronunciation?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Now, you've got your own parliament in Scotland now since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And you can determine language political issues as well. First of all, talking about schools, what do you think? What languages, foreign languages, should be taught at school?
Well, I think the R should be here as many as. I think they'll do French German. It's just sort of understood that we do French German.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should do as many as, because I find that I don't speak any foreign languages per se, but I find that people coming here, can it doesn't matter where you go, Spanish, French, they can all speak English.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be far more educated that way than what we are.
That's right,
So I think there should all be as many languages as it's, well, within reason, I suppose.
What about Gaelic? Should Gaelic be taught? Scotland.
Well, I think it wouldn't hurt to revive it, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's more kind of Gaelic, it's more the West Coast. A lot of people assume because we're in the north of Scotland that we speak it this way, but we don't. It's just a little down the West Coast.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Some remainders in the Highlands, but mainly in the West Coast.
Yes.
Western Isles, yeah.
That's right. But I think it wouldn't hurt to learn them it.
Mm.
I mean, we used to learn Latin. I mean, they used to teach Latin at school, so I'm sure it would be more like sense to teach Gaelic, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, Latin is, in Germany at least, if you want to study medicine or
history or something,
you need to know Latin.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But, okay. What about teachers? What language or dialect or accent should teachers use in class and encourage in class?
Well, we were encouraged to speak what was supposed to be proper English.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to come that it's going to die, like our Arcadian's going to die out.
Mm-hmm.
It's too, you can, nothing against incomers or anything like that, but I think it is getting that it's kind of real strong Arcadian accent is getting less. But
so,
I don't know what would be the best for that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you could say that teachers should use and encourage the local dialect.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Because I think it is going to die out. This generation's go down. I wouldn't like to see it die out either.
Yeah.
Ken?
Mm.
But, I don't know.
Have you ever heard the term Scots not referring to the people, but referring to a language, the Scots language?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
I suppose it means Scottish language as opposed to English, like, how do you explain that? There's words, Scotch words that are not in the English, in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything, though.
Well, who speaks Scots? Does everybody in Scotland speak Scots, or?
I would say so. People that are born and brought up in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, linguists would say that Scots, or labeled Scots, is the variety that was used by, for example, Robert Burns, and way before that, which today survives in a number of dialects.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Glaswegian, Aberdonian, mm-hmm. Orcadian, Shetlandic. Mm-hmm. So it would be an umbrella term, really, for all these dialects that survive today. From, well, say, 16th, 15th century. Mm-hmm. So that's what linguists think of Scots. Yeah. Now, there's people in the government and also private people who would like to give Scots greater prominence in Scotland, be it in the media, be it in writing, maybe even, you know, reviving Scots, inventing new words for Scots. What do you think of that?
I think that Scots, yes, I think that it should be encouraged. I think if they might want to do it, I think it should be. Okay. Yes, yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. How should this be done? What should people do in order to encourage it? I mean, all these difficult questions.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But
I mean, there's so many suggestions. It's really hard to know what to do.
I know.
For example, people could produce more writings in Scots, publish in Scots, use it on radio.
Yes, but yes, and on which is on. Yeah. On the media, I suppose, would be,
yeah.
I would say that would be the best way, would be through the media.
Mm. Okay. Right, can I just show you something? Mm-hmm. This is a children's book by a publisher called Ichiku.
Right, and they do Leatherton Breeze.
Yeah. They do all kinds of children's books, and all in Scots, what they think Scots is. So maybe you can just take a look at any of the story and then tell me what you think about it.
I would say that's the Aberdonian, so... That would seem kind of more like wash plants, rows and rows of wheat.
Joe Doug.
Yeah.
So that's more like which?
And some of it would be kind of like the gardener, that's what we would say as well. Some more stuff, some doing his breaks, that we would say that as well. That is really strong Scotch.
Skyscraper family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Family.
That's
family. Call it family.
Yeah.
Well, it's for neighbours, for near stars at night. Yeah, I would say that's very strong Scottish.
Mm. In general, do you think this is a good idea to publish something like that?
Yes. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it, I would say.
Mm. Would you like your children to read something like that? If they were
the same age? Yeah. Mm. We've got pretty grandparents, and I think it's fine to... Because some folk, they're brought up in the country, and he's really quite broad, and a lot of folk are quite tickly at him again because he speaks. No, I think it should be more of this, but
okay.
Yeah,
good.
That's quite good. Speak about 2 afternoon. Yes, that's quite good. Pretty tickled at that.
This is a printout from the Scottish Parliament website. Mm-hmm. You can find it on the internet. Maybe you can just also take a look at this one and say what do you think about this one.
Don't know if I'm so keen on that. Mind you, you have to sit and read it and think about it. Whereas if it's written in proper English, you just thought you can. It's easier.
So,
I think if I don't, I don't know, this seems a bit kind of stupid. Encouraging the Scottish, but I'm not so keen on that type of thing written in Scottish.
Okay. So, many people react like you. They like this one, but they're rather critical about this one.
Yes.
Now, why is it that you like this one, but you don't like this one? Is it the language? Is it the fact that it's published by the Scottish Parliament?
No, it's not because it's Scottish, but I think it's... That's more a fun thing, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I tell you what it is, it's because we don't see any kind of government papers written in the Scottish language.
Okay.
I think we're used to that, all that kind of, you can.
Yeah.
Any kind of legal paper or bank thing or anything like that, it's always written in proper English.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is, that's because that's new.
Okay, yeah. But that's new too, isn't it?
Yes, I know, but...
This is low-key.
Yes.
Would you like the Scottish government to publish papers, official papers in Scots as well?
I don't know. It's kind of difficult when I think.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's completely new to most people. I think so far nobody has ever seen this one.
I think it'll be okay once you get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's just the fact that it's... you don't expect it to be written in Scots. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, we've taken a look at two modern texts in Scots now, on the children's books and the Parliament website. You can take a look at this one. Now, at the moment, Scots defined as the language spoken by some people in the lowlands and also in the northern islands. Comprising various dialects, like for example Glaswegian and Orcadian and Doric, is almost only used for private conversation. In which of the following language situations would you also welcome the use of Scots?
Well, it would not be wrong in the road signs.
Sorry, it would be?
It would be okay in the road signs, okay. I would say. Private letters and emails.
Mm-hmm.
Books. As a medium teacher at school or a subject.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could use Scots. Well, basically, that's what you said early on.
Yeah,
I mean, that teachers should use the local dialect. Mm-hmm. And if they speak Doric, they should use Doric at school.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the medium of teaching.
Yeah.
Or you could even make it the subject of teaching.
Yeah.
You actually teach Scots grammar, because Scots grammar is not the same as English grammar, for example.
Do you think the academic texts would be? Would that be initially in both? Because if you have foreign students come to Glasgow and Edinburgh, they might struggle with that, wouldn't they?
Definitely, yeah.
You can, whereas...
Yeah.
So you need to have both, I think, for that. Same, maybe with the newspapers too, I don't know. I don't know how the travel guides would be.
Well, travel guides would be for Scots people travelling, for example, to Spain. You could write a travel guide for Spain in Scots.
Yes, you could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be just like having a travel guide in French.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you said road signs in Scots would be fine, private letters, children's books, I mean, you've seen this one, travel guides, non-fiction books in general, websites of companies and government bodies, you're a bit critical?
That's a kind of iffy one, not sure about that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Formal official speeches?
Well, yes, if there's... Yeah. company announcements. Yeah, I would say. Yeah, but if you're going to be teaching, having it as a subject at school, I think you need to have arts. Would you know?
Sorry, you would?
You would need to have, I don't know, your official speeches now would need to be in Scotch speed, would it not? I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I think so. It's kind of difficult.
I know, it's a hard challenge.
Yes.
The Zora. Okay. But can we just finish off with a brief questionnaire concerning yourself? And then that's it.
All right.
So that's just to get some background information. Could you give me the decade of your birth, please?
In the 40s, 1940s.
Okay. Where were you born?
In Harley. That's a parish in Orkney.
Oh, right, okay. How long have you been living in Scotland?
All my life, I've been in Orkney, yeah.
And also all your life in Orkney? In Orkney?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your occupation?
It's just a cleaner.
Okay. You married?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your husband's occupation?
He's a depot supervisor.
Okay.
For BP.
Okay. And finally, how strongly do you feel British, Scottish, English and any other, from zero, meaning not at all, to four, meaning very much or very strongly?
Well, I'll put a two for that being British.
Okay.
Scottish, I would say about a three.
Okay.
English, not at all.
Okay.
But I'll be an Arcadian very much. Number four.
Most Arcadians would agree. Okay, thank you very much.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's brilliant.